This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 10.80 and a quarter, up 30 on the open. May, 10.90 and a quarter, up 30. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.33, up 30 on the open. May, 10.49 and three quarters, up 30. July, 9.52, up 17 and a half. September, 9.71, up 30. December, 9.81 and three quarters, up 30. And July of 2009, $9 even, up 5 on the open. March corn opened at 5.14, up 4 and three quarters on the open. May, 5.26, up 4 and a quarter. July, 5.37, up 4. September, 5.37 and a quarter, up 5. December, 5.36, up 3 and three quarters. March, 5.45 and a half, up 4 and three quarters. July of 2009 opened at 5.53 and a half, up 4.5 on the open, and December of 2009 opened at 5.13, up 4 on the open. March beans opened at 13.40, up 17 on the open. May, 13.53, up 11. July, 13.72, up 17. August, 13.68, up 21. And November, $13 even, up 10 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 356.50, up 340 on the open. May, 365, up 660. March soybean oil opened at 56.10, up 70 on the open. May, 56.72, up 62. And then CME livestock, March feeders open at 105.20, down 30 on the open. April, 109.20, down 37 and a half. February live cattle open at 91.60, up 10 on the open. April, 94.60, down 2 and a half. February lean hogs open at 59.50, up 30 on the open. April, 66.40, up 25. And February bellies open at 91.10, down 52 and a half on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Nothing in this morning's price action, and in fact, nothing in price action since we had that little dip in the charts around the third week of January suggests the party is over.
Well, the real problem, of course, is the Minneapolis wheat debacle, and it is quite a debacle in the fact that yesterday the synthetic price values of Minneapolis wheat was over $16.40 a bushel. I did talk to some people in the industry, and they said that hard red winter flour can be substituted to some extent. It also can be blended, and there's some wheat that calls for 100% of hard spring wheat in its formula, and that's it, period. That's one reason why we're seeing the spillover effect of Kansas City wheat gaining in relationship in people buying other wheats to compensate and blend and substitute. Also, the general feeling is the Minneapolis Wheat Exchange is raising the price limits on their wheat. But then there's also a story that there's 33 million bushels of wheat in a trust fund for spatial purposes, and there's some talk about that. But as a result, the main result is that there is this panic buying by the end user We are seeing wheat in all three major exchanges of Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Chicago limit up at the present time.
So do you think then that we're going to see this run up to that synthetic $16 level?
Well, I would say that it's very strong, and there are strong possibilities of that. A couple things that can happen, of course, is we're seeing export wheat basically being covered by Russia, and our wheat does seem to be a little higher priced in the world. There could be, of course, switching origins by the export community. In other words, covering wheat that's been sold out of the U.S. By other origins. You know, that's a factor. The other thing that can be done is that one North Dakota mill is actually buying Canadian wheat to cover their processing needs. My hunch is it's not a lot of wheat that could be taken care of, but I would say the new Secretary of Agriculture does need to have some sort of a summit with some people and have some public hearings on that subject. And as also I understand that there was 10 million acres of CRP acres that were renewed and can be withdrawn for a 25% penalty on fees. There are talk with farmers about bringing some of that acreage out by paying a penalty. It'd be about like $20 an acre in the western states. But, you know, there are certain things that the government does need to do and to make things kind of fit together, because we don't want, you know, two things, our end user or our livestock people hurt in this country. You know, that's the two things.
Then let's turn our attention to the soybean market, which made new contract highs off of the opening bell this morning, which brings up and begs a question. Are $14 beans in the cards, $15 beans in the cards by the end of this month?
Well, we do get the feeling from our private meteorologists that we are going to see some good rains in Argentina and southern Brazil, but it's one of these things that bidding for acres is an important need. And we are seeing this done as it's a world commodity, and we are seeing this basically bidding process taking place. And as a result of it, the wheat is encouraging soybeans and corn to go to higher levels. And it's, you know, these higher prices, I would suspect, are justified to some extent, based on the need and concern by the end user that they need to be covered.
I was looking at numbers yesterday about this bidding for acres on the soybeans and trying to see what different people were saying about it, and it seems like the trade is in a pretty wide range about what has been done, from anywhere from a roughly 3.5 million acres all the way up to 7 and a little bit more million acres, but it looks like the number crunchers are saying we need 9.
You know, my hunch is that if we could basically get something in the neighborhood of 6 or 8 million acres out of the CRP somewhere, that would be enough to make things happen, as well as increased acreage in South America in the future. We do get reports from the New York Times, other reliable sources, that there is a great deal of expansion going on with clearing of ground in the Amazon area of Brazil, and there's several million acres that are going to be increased for the planting of in 2009. So this process is being encouraged, but at the same time, the market needs to see two things happen here. At least the game that I'm seeing is that they do need to control demand and also encourage production, and that's two things that this marketplace is basically doing at the present time in all major pits.
Is a corn a follower at this point?
Well, you know, corn needs to bid for acres as well, and we think that you know, that's just a plain statement. We need it, corn needs to bid for acres and bid in the world. Now, to me, it's easier to get soybean acreage expanded in South America and plant more acres of corn here in a bidding process. But in the meantime, the market is sorting this out, and corn doesn't want to be left behind in the dust.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, and always nice talking to you,
Dave.
You
too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's go ahead and get you caught up with the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City now trading at 1080 and a quarter, up 30. The July also locked 30. March, May, and July over at the Chicago Board of Trade also locked 30 up, their limit. The July now trading 964 and one half. March corn, 518, up 8 3/4. May, 530 and a half, up 8 3/4. July, 541, up 8. December, 539 and a quarter, up 6 3/4. March beans, 1350, up 27. May, 1367 and a half, up 25 and a half. July, 1381, up 26. November, 1311, up 20. Now, 1310, up 20. March soybean meal at 361.70 is up 860. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.